Chapter 7, It Takes All Kinds. One of the great things about gaming is that when you pick it up, you can make it yours. The game you play belongs to you, okay? There is no...
I bought it.
Yeah, precisely. And this is a really simple idea. A lot of people don't get it first. Yeah. There is no National Role-Playing Federation out there.
There's no role-playing ninja squad where it's just like, guys, I don't like this rule. I'm just not going to use it. And then they crash in through the windows and start chopping people up. It is your game. You do as you please to have fun.
You know what it is you want out of this game. You want a lot of rules or a few rules. You want to have this kind of story or that kind of story. Once you buy that book, it is a starting point. That is there to help you tell a story. It's kind of like a word processor is there to help you write a book, but don't expect it to write the book for you.
Right.
And feel free, as you're reading through these games, if there's things in the settings you don't like, take them out. That part just never happened because to you it's crap. If you want to change the setting that your guys kill some major character in the realm, that's your choice. If you like rules or don't like rules, you want to add more rules or take rules away, feel free to do so. We've done that simply because you run into questions where like, okay, I rolled two dice, one went off the table. What do we do with it? And there's no right or wrong answer to that. But these are the kinds of things that you're going to have to figure out on your own. Mm-hmm. And similarly, as you go out there, everyone else is going to be answering these questions in their own way as well.
Right.
Because they each want their own experience. So expect to see lots of people with lots of opinions, and like in every other hobby, some of them are sadly terribly convinced that their way is right and your way is wrong.
Yes.
And they are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The point of this is for you to enjoy the hobby the way that you want.
This really happened. I was talking to a fellow gamer who played role-playing games. I never played with him once, and I was describing how I and my friends play a role-playing game. And he looked me dead in the eye, and he's like, well, that's not a role-playing game. You're doing it wrong. Because I wasn't doing it like him. And you know what? He was wrong.
Absolutely. Because the beauty of role-playing games, as we've said from the start, is their flexibility, the creativity they allow. All those rule books are, and those setting books, and all the things you pick up, all the accoutrements of role-playing games are just there, once again, as I said before, to enable that story. Something else that I want to talk about here as you dig into role-playing games, there are also people that kind of take the whole thing back to concept, that like the idea of role-playing in the sense that they like pretending to be someone else in another situation, telling a story, but they do not like the basic way most role-playing games are conducted. And so you may find out about, or at some point yourself become interested in, things like diceless systems. Systems that have absolutely
no dice,
no dice, no coins, no random decision maker of any kind. They have various ways of deciding the outcomes of actions that are typically done by fiat or decree or popular consensus.
Being able to describe something cooler than another person can describe it. There's all kinds out there.
You might find role-playing games that go really light on the role-playing aspect and really heavy on the combat aspect.
You might sit down at a table on a game like that, and it's hard to distinguish it from a board game. And there is not very much in-character or that dialogue thing Dan and I did earlier between him and the werewolf. There's people who play where they don't do any of that. And that's fine. They're wrong. That's fine, though.
And then there is the far opposite extreme.
Yes.
Which is what is called LARPing.
Live action role-playing
game. Now, what live action role-playing is where you take...
Oh, there's no G at the end, is there? Live action role-playing.
Yeah, it's just live action role-playing. Yeah. You take... Well, it could be live action role-playing. So, I don't know. Point being, who cares?
International... Ninja Guild.
Yes, they're coming for us right now.
Excellent.
But what LARPing is you don't sit around a table. These are people that enjoy the acting aspect of it more than they enjoy sitting around rolling dice. And so these are people that get up, might dress up in costume or use props, and they act out the game rather than sitting around the table and talking out the game. Now, we personally think these people are freaks, but
that's just us.
But once again, it takes all kinds.
Yeah,
we have opinions. That doesn't mean that people who are out there doing live action role play and enjoying it.
I have to say, I don't think I would ever really get into a LARP, but man, I love those guys' costumes.
Yeah, and they can do
I would love to watch a LARP.
I've known people who really are so into the costuming, the crafting, the prop making, that to them, I mean, this becomes the level of theater.
Yes.
The main thing this has, apart from regular theater, there's no script.
Mm-hmm.
You go on stage, you've got your costumes, you've got your props, you have no idea where the story's going to go.
Right.
And that's another style of role-playing. So what I want you guys to remember as you go into this is make the hobby your own and expect to see a lot of diversity. There are as many ideas about role-playing games as there are role-players. So just dig in and have a great time.
Indeed, because that's what it's all about, having fun.
This has been a production of Fear the Booth, copyright 2008, fully owned by its hosts. Listeners are free to use this show in any non-commercial endeavor as long as credit is provided to fearthebooth.com.